New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy toured Burlington County today, making several stops, including one at a Black-owned cannabis cultivation site where he had a nice surprise waiting for him. WHYY News' Kenneth Burns was with the governor.
There is a new strain of cannabis in the Garden State.
And the Murphy Sour, which was our third.
I'm honored.
That's an exchange between David Nicholas, the CEO of Prolific Grow House in Mount Holly, and Governor Murphy. Nicholas, a first-generation Haitian American who calls himself a veteran in the war on drugs, welcomed Murphy into his business.
Taller in person.
Murphy scrubbed up to tour the facility. He got to see where cannabis is grown, processed, stored, and marketed. State officials say there are more than 100 licensed cannabis businesses operating in New Jersey. It has been a couple of years since the first licenses for marijuana growers were awarded. The governor wanted to highlight what his administration was doing to ensure there is equity in the state's flourishing marijuana industry.
I mean, you're a role model for exactly what we want this industry to look like.
Murphy says he wants to see more equity and more redemption for folks like Nicholas who were on the wrong end of the war on drugs. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.